Now, one of the ways the Battle of Clontarf is being remembered this year is through song. Singer and composer Lochan MacMahuna has put the stories from both Irish and Icelandic texts to music to bring the battle to life. And James Keating spoke to Lochan about music and myth in Middle Irish.
When singer and composer Lochan MacMahuna decided to create music for the anniversary of the Battle of Clontarf, he wanted to do more than just recount events. His aim was to recreate the feeling of being part of the battle. To do that, he started by delving into accounts written almost 1,000 years ago.
There's two texts that I looked at, and they both give a contemporaneous account of the Battle of Clontarf. So one of them is Kukulcan, and this is a history of the Viking invasions from the arrival of the first Vikings in Ireland right up to the Battle of Clontarf. And there's also a Scandinavian view of it as well. So we're taking the view of both sides that were there. That's in a text called Njalssaga.
Though the texts were written centuries ago, Lochan found similarity to some of today's storytelling styles.
They really sort of concentrate on individuals and how heroic they were. It reminds you very much of, say, you know, modern cinematic techniques, you know. The cult of the hero was there, you know, that's the main sort of feature that you would see in it. Here's Murca, okay? And he was seized with boiling, terrible anger. And the bird of valour and championship arose, and he made a hero's breach at a soldier's field. There fell 50 by his right hand and 50 by his left hand. Now, like, this is, you know, he's not... The chronicler isn't talking about, you know, how the soldiers were formed up or lined up around like that. It's all about, okay, the great hero stepped into the breach, you know? It's pretty much how things are done in sort of cinematic terms.
The battles were also recounted through the myth and legend of their day.
While the battle is raging, above in the skies above it, you have the supernatural battle of the sort of the demons and ghosts and the nemesis of either side also sort of waging this roar above their heads. You also have on the eve of the battle, or on the morning of the battle, these harbingers of doom arrive. Evil actually comes to Brian, and evil is this old god of monster. And a bit like a banshee that will, you know, foretell your death. She comes and tells Brian, you and your sons will die, and your grandson, all of your family, more or less.
This epic style helped Lochan not only choose his lyrics, but also to compose the music telling the story, and create songs that really bring the Battle of Clontarf to life.
This is part of the battle as described, okay? Not one person of the two hosts could recognise another, though it might be his son or his brother. Our spears over our heads had become clogged and bound with long locks of hair, when cut away by well-aimed swords and gleaming axes. It's a brilliant sort of macabre depiction of the vanguard watching the battle unfold before them, and apparently that it was so bloody and so visceral that the blood and guts and hair that was sort of brayed up from this close contact was coming back and was covering them, and it also covered all the people who were standing on the walls of Dublin who also couldn't recognise each other. So, you know, this sort of fantastic sort of description of events gives you great inspiration for how that should be depicted musically.